Votes have been tallied, acceptance and consenting speeches have been made as election 2014 comes to an end. And while the state as a whole seemed to defy national trends of electing Republicans to office, central Minnesota seemed to carve its own path, voting overwhelmingly for GOP candidates to represent them locally and at the national level. In St. Cloud, one of the most contentious races came down to just 69 votes. Former state representative and GOP candidate for Minnesota House District 14B, Jim Knobloch, narrowly eked out a victory over incumbent DFLer Zach Dorholt. According to the Secretary of State's office, Knobloch secured nearly 5,700 votes, taking a 0.61% lead over the incumbent Dorholt. Final tally, Knobloch 5,674 votes, Dorholt 5,605. Knobloch won with 50.15% of the vote. Votes were not nearly as close in St. Cloud voting district 14A. GOP incumbent Tama Tice held a comfortable lead in the polls and ended up finishing with almost 1,500 more votes over her challenger, 24-year-old DFLer and first-time candidate Dan Wolgamott, with a solid win of nearly 10 percentage points. Final tally, Tice 7,293 votes, Wolgamott 5,973. Tice won 14A with 54.9% of the vote compared to Wolgamott's 44.96%. Turning to the national stage, Michelle Bachmann's seat will be filled by her party mate, GOP candidate Tom Emmer, defeating local Sartell Mayor DFLer Joe Persky and independent candidate John Denny. While all sides rallied hard, especially in the final weeks, Emmer ultimately came out on top, crushing Persky and Denny in the polls. Final tally, Emmer 133,324 votes, Persky 90,921, and John Denny a distant third with 12,459 votes. Reporting for KVSC News, I'm Vicki Iacago.